y'all. Welcome back to part two of 17 different ways that you can come up with book ideas. All right, so to start off, we're going to go with historical events. So in part one, we talk about current events. Now we're going to talk about historical events. You want to dig back into history for forgotten events or little known figures whose lives could have made for an interesting story. So an example of a book that has been that uses historical events is The Nightingale by Christian Hanna, which illuminates the role of women in World War II France, right? So think about, you know, a major event and perhaps aspect or people that are not talked about as much when it comes to that. All right, so the genres that this would kind of work for are historical fiction, biographical, and then war. Think about different wars that you may have learned in school, and I'm sitting here talking about it. I'm like, school was so long ago. But you could definitely pull out a history book, go to the library, go to, you know, the historical section, find something, you know, a book or about a subject matter that you're not familiar with. Learn a little bit more and then try to come up with a different perspective. Perhaps want to do your research to see if it's already been talked about. But of course, if it has, you can come up with a unique perspective in regards to that particular event. And then you could also, you don't have to be, you know, nonfiction. You can make it fictional. All right. So the next one here that I have is future speculations. So just imagine what the future might hold in terms of technology, society, or the environment, and build a story around that. I know a popular topic at the time of creating this video is AI, whether people think it's good, it's bad, it's going to end our demise. People like, well, it's making them money. People are torn on this subject, and it's definitely, you know, I don't want to say it's like the, can't think, you know, the baby boomers versus X's. I don't even be knowing these titles, but it's not, it could be like an age gap as far as, but I actually met someone who was the daughter of a 70-year-old man who was learning AI, who was like creating artwork through AI, and he was 70 years old. So I guess age doesn't have nothing to do about it. It's just your thoughts on it. But let's see. Think about what the future may hold in terms of technology, society, or the environment. I guess books like Neuromancer by William Gibson, which predicted the internet before it was reality. That's dope. So some genres that are applicable to this are dystopian, science fiction, and techno thriller. All right, so just think about what the future could hold. Is it good? Is it bad? Like, are you indifferent about it? And just think, you know, put your spin on what you think the future might hold. All right. So the next one that I have here is character-driven stories. A very popular book that has once again been turned into a movie is The Great Gatsby, right? Which is driven by the complex figures of Jay Gatsby and all his friends and the circle of people that are all around him, right? So within this particular category, you're going to focus on a character. You're going to create the detailed character profiles, their personality, things they like and don't like, their flaws, their dreams. Like, you are going to know the ins and outs of this person and create an entire world, an entire book around them, okay? So character-driven stories are another kind of book idea to come up with. And these kind of work well with literary fiction, drama, or psychological thrillers. And I'm actually, oh my gosh, I may have my first thriller coming out. I'm very good with memoirs and nonfiction. So I've been dipping my toe in fictional stories. And it's been presenting a challenge. But I'm kind of enjoying it. I'm excited to release it. And of course, when I do release it, y'all gonna hear about it, okay? All right, so let's see. We started 1, 2, 3, We're on the fourth one, which is reader suggestions, right? So if you're someone that you already have a following or audience, maybe on social media, maybe you're in a particular industry, and what you can do is you ask them the types of stories or themes they're interested in reading about. And this can be really highly engaged and personalized content because, one, if you are someone that you have an engaged following of 50,000, 100,000 people on social media, this will make great for content, as far as asking them what they would like to hear from you. And then, of course, if they are truly engaged with you, you can go ahead and get them pre-orders. And then you can holler at your girl to help you write, publish, distribute the book, get it out there, into their hands, into other, to the world. And so other people, have access to it. All right. So some of these just, I feel like this would kind of work within a lot of genres, but you have fantasy, mystery, young adult. But I also think nonfiction, because depending on the type of following that you have, you definitely can create a workbook, some information that they are interested in. They are already, especially if they are following you and they're engaged with you, you already have that trust factor with them. So, reader suggestions is a great one if you have an existing audience, and you don't have to have 50,000 people. Like, I don't, at the time of this video, I don't have that on any of my YouTube platforms or any of my platforms, social media platforms. But you know what? Like, follow, comment with your girl, support your girl. But reader suggestion is a great way to come up with a good topic. Okay. All right, next one is tackle a problem, right? And I believe this is a great tip because this is how people create businesses, right? Because they are tackling a problem. They have a solution for a problem. So you just simply think of a problem that needs solving. It could be personal, social, or global, and weave your story around someone that's trying to solve it, right? So if I had a good book, I guess all good books end up turning into movies. But I Hate You, by Angie Thomas, addresses racial injustice and police violence, right? So another book that has turned into a movie. And so you think of a problem. It could be in your community, it could be within your own home. Wherever you see a problem and you can think of a solution, or not necessarily you, but a character that you can create, or a character that you will create that can come up with a solution for the problem. All right. So this type of subject matter can work well with social issues fiction. Inspirational, even science fiction. All right. And I believe the last one for this video, so I am going to do a part three, so it's not so overwhelming, is actually using prompts, right? Search for writing prompts online or in a creative writing book to help spark an idea. And I actually did, I don't think I have it. But I have like a book that has writing prompts. I actually have posted some on social media. So my audience, like if you're just scrolling and you should be writing instead of scrolling on social media, I have prompts that may, spark an idea for you. And so this method is very popular in writing groups. Generally when I do events, it's just like a warm-up exercise, and I've even done writing sprints online. You just come up with a question, kind of like a what if scenario, and then people just write. You just freely write because you never know what may come about it. And so once again, this simply works for any genre, also for flash fiction, so very, very short books, and then creative nonfiction, kind of like memoir. All right. Excuse me. So just to recap, in this video, we did historical events. So you just take events in the past. If you're not quite familiar, you can go to your library. You can Google historical events in the past, learn a little bit more about it, and then write from a different perspective or write from an audience that wasn't talked about so much during this time period. Future speculations, how do you think? Technology will change, how you think the future will be, the atmosphere, the environment, those different things that you can consider when it comes to in the future. So future speculations, character-driven stories. So you can create a character, know the ins and out of them, what they like, dislike, personalities, all of that, and you create a world around them for your book. Reader suggestion, which is definitely popular if you have a following already. Doesn't have to be a large audience. You just need people who are engaged. So when you ask a question, they're going to give you feedback. And if you go through it, as far as with writing the book, definitely drop them a link to go ahead and pre-order the book. So you can go ahead and maybe like capitalize, but you have a little more confidence that you've already sold some books before you've written it, and that's very possible. I've done it before. Tackle a problem, social issues, inspirational science fiction, and then use prompts, right? And this can work for any genre, flash fiction, creative nonfiction. The world is endless. The ideas are endless when it comes to using prompts. All right, so thank y'all so much for tuning in. If you have not watched video one, please do so. I think I done the first six or seven in there, and I'm bad because I did not number these, but we're going to do the last remaining ones in video three. All right, guys, thank y'all so much, and have a blessed day.